Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Regardless of when you're listening to this podcast, it is currently December, and December is considered a good time to plan for the following year. Now, if you're listening to this in March or January or June or whenever, and you haven't planned yet for the rest of the year, then now is a good time to do it. But let's assume that you're listening to this in December. 2011, in this case, is around the corner. What are you doing to get ready for it? You see, the thing is, there's going to be a lot of changes in the upcoming years. We know this. If you've been following politics at all and seeing the change that's happened in the House, the flip-flop from a Democratic Congress to a Republican Congress, we know that that's going to wreak havoc on our healthcare system in one way or another. Now, some of you may feel that it's going to be improved. Some of you may feel that, well, it might not be as good as you had hoped it'll be. But whatever it is, we know one thing for sure. It is going to be different. And if healthcare is different, then those of you who sell to healthcare, for you, your job is going to be different. So the question is, what are you doing to prepare for it? Well, the way to prepare is to start with a sales plan. And specifically, part of your sales plan has to be the sales process. How are you going to address all the changes? Now, I can hear what you're saying. You're probably saying, Mace, all the changes. What are the changes? We don't even know what the changes are going to be. Well, I think you can anticipate it somewhat. Personally, back in the 1990s, in fact, it was 1993 when President Bill Clinton took office, there was much ado about the sweeping healthcare changes that his wife Hillary planned to implement. And I was selling surgical implants at the time, and despite all the fear that surfaced in the industry as to the possible effects of the Clinton healthcare plan, I just ignored the noise and I sold what was in my bag. Now, over time, customers' fears of the anticipated changes just started to bloom, and it started to impact me. I had all of this stable business, but now customers were worried about the healthcare changes. Materials managers were calling me and telling me that they were going to cap the prices of what they were going to pay for surgical implants. In other words, they were telling me and my company what we could charge them. Now, this was ludicrous to me at the time, but believe it or not, it actually started to happen. They actually started to cap prices. Now, some of the doctors I called on, who I had great relationships with, they said, don't worry, Mace, we're not going to honor this. We'll fight for you. Well, guess what happened? At three of my accounts, the hospital told the doctors, doctor, listen, if you want to use Mace's implants, God bless you, you're going to have to do it at another hospital. You're welcome to do that. These are the choices that you have here. A, B, or C, pick one, but Mace isn't on the list. You can't use his stuff. Instantaneously, I lost the business at three of my biggest accounts. Let me remind you that the events I just described were initiated with a healthcare plan that failed to pass back in 1993. Now, the Obama healthcare plan is more or less a reality, and while there's going to be some challenges to it in the House with the changes that have happened there, there's still going to be a lot of changes in your life, the way that you sell. So the question is, what can you, as a medical sales professional, do to get ready for the unknown? Do you want the answer? Prepare like a pilot. Now, some of you are saying, prepare like a pilot. I'm not a pilot. I don't know what that means. Yes, you do, because you're probably familiar with a very famous event that happened on January 15th, 2009. I'll give you a hint. It involved an airplane and the Hudson River and a guy named Sully. Sully Sullenberger was hailed as a national hero after he guided U.S. Airways Flight 1549 to a successful, quote-unquote, water landing on the Hudson River. Now, did Sully know that he was going to run into a flock of geese that day and was going to lose all the engines in his Airbus? Of course not. No one would anticipate that. We always anticipate that every day is going to be a routine day, every sale is going to be a routine sale, and our customers are going to treat us as they have always treated us. Well, that day, Sully experienced a loss of all power with an airplane full of people. What did he do? He handled the emergency brilliantly and perfectly, along with his co-pilot, Jeff Skiles. Let's give him some credit, which he really hasn't received during this whole thing, but they did it together. Sully got all the credit, but Jeff and Scully did it together. So they were able to set the airplane down. Basically, it's called a ditching, ditch their airplane on the Hudson River in a jet airliner, which is virtually unheard of, airplane pilots never, ever practice ditching an airliner in water. But they prepare for almost every other eventuality that could happen in an airplane. They do it in a simulator. They do it in their training so that when it happens, they respond reflexively. They know what to do. Most people in business, and in life for that matter, and especially sales, well, they don't worry about how they will respond to an untoward event until it's staring at them in the face. Now, I'm not suggesting that we all walk around, you know, suspecting that the sky is going to fall. But you have to consider the changes in the past and what's going to happen in the future. And especially as we're talking about these Obama healthcare changes, you have to ask yourself, what does this mean to you, the medical sales professional? You know, as I said before, you know, it's hard to predict exactly what's going to happen. But there are some eventualities that you just have to anticipate. What am I talking about? Well, I'm sure that the brief list I'm going to give you here is nothing that you haven't heard of before or considered before, but here it is. There's going to be mandates to reduce pricing in order for you to keep the business. There's going to be a push towards lower cost, less deluxe products. In other words, a commoditization of products. If you've been pounding yourself on the chest and slapping yourself on the back and smiling proudly because you sell the best product in the industry, well, guess what? Your accounts may not be willing to pay for it anymore in the future. So what's your plan? What are you going to do if it happens? Not when it happens. Don't wait until it happens till you decide what you're going to do. Figure it out now. Your accounts may move towards one vendor, a prime vendor, in one or more product categories, which could lock you out. There may be a bundling of products with other products at a reduced price. There could be reduced insurance reimbursement for your products and the associated trickle-down effect. Hospitals will definitely be overruling doctors' product selections. We're seeing this happening already. Hospitals and doctors are aligning more closely than ever before, and doctors are doing it not because they want to do it, but because they have no choice. If you're a surgeon, for example, you need a hospital to operate. You can't go out and build one on yourself. At least most surgeons can't. So they're going to be good citizens of the hospital. Hospitals are going to have more control in the future. So considering that, let me ask you this question. How is your relationship with all of the key buying contacts in the hospital? All of them. Do you even know who they are? Well, if you don't, as part of your planning, this might be a good time to figure out who they are and start to get to know them. Because if you wait until you have to know them, it's going to be too late because your competition will have already done that. Hospitals may be changing from owned inventory to more consignment inventory, even in low-price consumables, which they've never done before. Hospitals could refuse to pay shipping, handling, courier fees, all things that you've been using to conduct your business in the past, and any future changes to the way that healthcare buys or uses your product in the future, anticipate them. Figure out what could happen. Don't wait for it to happen, but you have to anticipate it before it gets there. For example, the question is, how will you respond? Say, for example, if the hospital CFO suddenly calls you into his office and asks what you can do to help the hospital align with the new healthcare mandates. Now, before you get that deer in the headlight look, or I guess it's deer in the headlights look, to use the phrase appropriately, you know, how are you going to respond? You know, how has your company disseminated information as to how the sales force should respond to any business challenges or opportunities in the future that stem from the new healthcare plan? If you haven't heard anything from your company, maybe you should be asking them. If you're in management, you should be thinking about this. You should be gathering data from your sales force to see what's going on and anticipating it. And when I talk about planning to respond, not to think about it, and then maybe when it happens as a salesperson, you'll be able to pull it out of your back pocket, but to actually practice with someone else, another sales associate, or in a formalized training situation, just like airline pilots do. So that all of a sudden, when you lose all four engines in your sales game, and you're heading towards the Hudson River, you know what to do. You know how to check everything, you know how to go through your checklist, and you know what to say and how to handle the situation so that hopefully you could have a positive outcome and not be locked out of the business for 3 years like I was. You see, the miracle on the Hudson that everybody called Sullenberger's action really wasn't a miracle at all. It was the personification of preparation, execution, and yeah, luck, He was lucky. They were all lucky. Everybody on that airplane was lucky. But one of the reasons they were lucky was because sitting up in that cockpit were two pilots who were prepared for the situation. So you just listened to me talk for the last X minutes about being prepared. The question is, are you just going to turn off this podcast and do something about it? Or are you going to say, yeah, that's good news. I need to think about that. The new year is around the corner. It's time to plan now. You don't have the luxury of just thinking about it. Schedule some time. I suggest you schedule at least a whole day. Do it on a Saturday or Sunday if you have to, but plan out what you're going to do next year to hit the numbers that you need to, not just to hit quota, but to exceed quota. Blow it out of the water. That's why you're here. You're not here to make a living. You're here to make a killing. That's why you got into sales. Motivate yourself. Sit down and plan. But don't just plan for what you think is going to happen. Plan for what you hope doesn't happen. Because when you're ready for that, you'll be ready for almost anything. And by the way, this podcast is also available as an article that I wrote several months ago. If you would like to get a copy, you can download a copy for free. Just go to my website, www.medicalsalestraining.com. Click on the tab that says Articles and download the article. Feel free to distribute it to your sales force or whomever you like. But if you do one thing this whole year, from all the podcasts that I've had, this is the one. Plan for next year and plan for any of the challenges that you might face. If you do this, you will be steps ahead of your competition. And that is what it's all about. By the way, if you're an individual or a company and you would like some help with putting together an effective sales process specific to your product and the customers who use your product, I can help you with that. Because chances are, if you're doing it on your own, you're missing a lot of steps. And that's what makes the difference between winners and losers. So give me a call at 561-333-8080 or email me at mace@medicalsalestraining.com and we'll see what we could do to get together and help you and your company achieve the sales goals that you need to achieve in 2011 and beyond. And remember, as you move through your territory and through your selling career, remember what is most important, and that is the patient. Nothing and no one is more important than the patient, because the patient is the ultimate beneficiary of what you do. The patient always comes first. Now have a great week selling. Go plan for your future, because if you don't plan for it, it's going to happen on its own, and it may not happen the way you like. Have a good week selling. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.